Somebody help me! No! Get away! Oh shit, no! Ah! Oh shit, shit, no, get away! Somebody help!
Olivia!
Huh?
Olivia!
Ah!
Can you get up? Can you walk?
Oh, God damn, this hurts! Oh shit, it's coming! Gotta move!
Come on! You can still make it!
Oh, yikes, in a way. That was too near.
And then there was one. Time to fly like buggery. Please don't kill me.
Doctor Who, Second Sight, written by Mark Sclavini and Vitold Tietze, starring Matthew Kapelke as the Doctor and Kane Major as Guy. Part 1.
No, of course not. It was a late night, is all. Had loads to catch up on at work.
Oh, fair enough.
So, what's up?
I don't know. I had something of a rough night, but I think I'll be okay.
Oh, yeah? Who'd you have in your bed, then?
You, me, some guy.
Was I drunk? Because I can't remember it at all. Sounds like it was fun, though. Now you're scaring me, Tiffany.
Don't worry, it was just a dream. But it's got me on edge.
Are you sure it was just a dream?
What do you mean?
Well, you've had those other dreams. Those ones you thought were premonitions.
If I meet this complete stranger who died in front of my eyes last night, then you can write this one up as well. Until then, it was a nightmare.
So these killers... The blank face ones, eh? The monsters.
Unfortunately.
They still have the hidden guns?
Same as before, yeah. And they still kill everyone in sight without batting an eyelid.
Then they have eyelids.
Vanessa, please don't try and cheer me up.
Why not? You sound like you could use some cheering up.
I could use an explanation. I could use some answers. I could use an end to these dreams.
Do you think you'd be up to another session?
I could try. I'm still not sure what good it'll do.
The more data I can gather, the more enlightened we'll be. Maybe we'll crack it soon.
Maybe I'm cursed.
Look, it could still be worth a try. Maybe you'll see this mystery man somewhere.
Of course. If I stay in the house all day, there's substantially less chance I'll see him. Which means this might prove to be no more than a dream after all.
You cannot escape your destiny, Luke. Come on. I mean, how long do you plan to stay in the house? The rest of your life? I'd rather my best friend didn't become a hermit, if it's all the same.
All right. When can I expect you?
Slightly absurd.
Then I suppose one should expect it, really.
Whatever you say, Doctor, but can we please never go again?
Why? What was wrong with it?
Boring, boring, boring.
Are you sure? I mean, we did just attend the same event as each other, didn't we?
Yep.
And you thought it was boring?
Doctor, I've commuted between England and Australia all my life. Take me to the Ashes and you stand a chance of keeping me entertained. especially if we're talking about England's lousy 2002-2003 season. But baseball? How did you expect me to even understand it, let alone enjoy it?
You're from Earth, it's an Earth sport.
Oh, so were the ancient Greek Olympics, but you don't see me wanting to stand in the middle of a field stark naked and throw a discus around. I can't even begin to imagine what might have interested you in such a sorry excuse for a sport anyway.
Past companions with odd tastes. Anyway, I thought you might like a variation on an old theme.
What variation?
The fact that the game was played by a group of multicultural, poly-limbed gastropod variations on a resort planet renowned for its corporate artificiality.
It was still baseball. And we were supposed to be having a holiday. You know, relaxing, drinking it up, enjoying the native wildlife, that sort of thing. And not boring ourselves silly while a bunch of sea slugs who have probably never even been to Earth whacked a ball with a stick for 6 hours until my brain was ready to implode from lack of use.
So you didn't enjoy it then?
No.
Then where would you like to go?
At random? Oh, how about London, circa 1979?
Oh.
What?
It was a completely random choice?
Yes.
And I suppose I could persuade you to change your mind.
Yeah, not now you've said that.
Hmm. You're absolutely sure?
Undeniably so.
I see.
Look, what exactly is wrong with my choice?
Oh, nothing, nothing.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's just that it might be a slightly dangerous choice. And as you'd chosen to relax a little, I thought that
You'd sidestep the notion and choose for me.
Of course not. I'd just prefer that you choose again yourself.
Well, why is it so dangerous, then?
Lots of alien invasions, most of which are localised around the Greater London area. About one a month on average, if memory serves.
Any particular reason?
Probably. Wouldn't know myself. Always been meaning to find out, to be honest.
So am I to take it that you've lived through this turbulent period?
Very much so. Was stuck there, in fact. Twice.
Great.
But I survived. Had the help of a handy little covert military team.
You? Allying yourself with soldiers? I find that extremely difficult to believe.
It's true. UNIT, they were called.
UNIT?
Yes.
United Nations Intelligence Task Force.
Yes.
Oh, my grandfather worked for them. I think he let slip one time in the retirement home. I don't think he was supposed to tell anybody.
Hold on a minute. I mean, you're not talking about Raynor Vance, are you?
How did you... Small universe, I suppose.
Oh, we've worked together on a couple of occasions. I should have guessed. You do look quite alike.
We do?
You do. The phenomenon tends to skip a generation as well. I'd have mentioned it sooner, but you tend to meet plenty of people who look like each other when you travel about as much as I do. And given that you have different surnames...
Oh, on my mother's side he was.
I see.
So what was he like in his glory days?
Well, I don't know about glory days. There's no glory in militarism or wholesale slaughter.
Well, what was he like in his prime then?
Would you like to see for yourself? Put lie to the legend, as it were.
It won't be too dangerous?
I'll try to pick a quiet here if I can.
Pass, please.
Just a moment.
Thank you, Dr. Moore. And your companion?
A test subject?
I'll have to check with Captain Paczynski.
By all means.
Please turn off your engine.
You'd think he'd remember me by now.
Oh, planning on making a lasting impression, are you?
Vanessa!
Sorry, couldn't resist. Anyway... This kind of security is pretty typical when you check into a military base.
Makes me wish you had an office in town.
Yeah, me too, sometimes.
Your companion has been granted temporary clearance. She'll need this badge. Could you both sign in, please?
Sure thing.
Thank you.
Where's Martin? I'd like to talk to him about your latest dream, if that's okay.
I don't see why not.
Martin! Oh, sorry, Captain.
Dr. Moore, how goes the work?
That's what I wanted to talk to you about. This is Tiffany Chan.
Pleased to meet you, Miss Chan.
And you, Captain.
She's the one who's been experiencing the premonitions.
Oh, in that case, Dr. Moore, you have my undivided attention. Walk with me. Please, sit down.
Thank you.
Tiffany's been experiencing recurring dreams for some weeks now, all of which concern the wholesale slaughter of various people by a distinctly inhuman group of assassins. Which wouldn't be so odd if not for the fact that some of the victims are real people.
I'm afraid I don't see the relevance.
Real people I've never seen before the dreams, but...
But after the dreams you do see them.
Which suggests either a perversely intricate coincidence, or else some level of precognition.
That certainly fits in with the work we're researching. How many of these dreams of this nature do you say you've had?
Too many.
Somewhere in the order of 30.
Every night?
Very nearly.
But these started a few weeks ago. Did you possess any clairvoyant abilities prior to these dreams starting?
Not to my knowledge.
No telepathic abilities? Telekinesis? Empathic talents?
Nothing. Maybe the occasional bout of déjà vu, but no more than the average person.
Curious. Conclusions, Dr. Moore?
It's clearly possible, if not probable, that Tiffany's dreams have been sparked off by some new influence. But I still wouldn't rule out the possibility that some latent telepathic ability has only recently emerged. After all, numerous case studies have revealed that some completely unrelated factor can trigger extrasensory capacities almost at the drop of a hat.
Then how do you explain the nature of these dreams? These monsters who kill everyone?
I don't try to. Yet. That's the one thing I'm still puzzling over.
Excuse me. Baczynski. Yes, certainly. I'll be there immediately. I must apologise for this interruption. It seems there is some trouble at the gate.
Can't somebody else take care of it?
Looks like everyone else has gone to an early lunch. I'm the highest ranking officer on grounds at the moment.
Oh well, have fun.
I'll try. You two could wait here. I'll be with you again as soon as I can.
Of course. You bring a pack of cards?
What? Wonderful.
This is preposterous! Is my pass no longer valid? Is there now an expiry period on remaining as an on-call advisor to the military? Is there no justice in this universe?
Would you please settle down, sir? This pass is completely invalid. Not only does it limit your access to certain bases in the United Kingdom, not only is it a full 35 years old, but it's not even your pass.
What? Of course it's my pass!
The person in the photograph doesn't resemble you in the slightest. Now, if you'll not leave of your own accord, I shall be forced to remove you from these grounds using more physical means, or else contact the police in reference to this incident.
Doctor, can we go? I really don't mind. This fuss isn't worth it.
No, it's the principle of the thing. I have a right to be allowed access to this base, and I won't leave until I've been granted access.
Well, can't we visit my grandfather at some other point, some other place?
What the hell is all this, Private?
These gentlemen won't leave, sir, despite the fact that I've pointed out repeatedly that they have no entitlement to be here.
No entitlement? No entitlement? Of course we're entitled!
Oh, speak for yourself, Doctor. I'm more than happy to leave at any time.
Captain Vance, we weren't expecting you.
What?
This is Captain Vance, sir?
Of course. I apologise, Rayner. He's a new lad, so naturally he didn't recognise you.
Shouldn't we check his pass, sir? It is standard procedure.
Nonsense. I'd know this man from a mile away.
But that's fair enough. Come on, Captain Vance. I apologise for the commotion. I am the Doctor, Captain Vance's attaché, and we've returned on a relatively covert operation, hence the lack of advance warning concerning our arrival.
Oh, If there's anything you need, just let me know whatever particulars you can divulge and I'll be more than happy to assist.
Naturally, naturally.
Well then, if you'll follow my lead. So, this covert operation, is it anything I should worry about too excessively? Or can I trust that it's entirely in your capable hands and will keep from getting in the way of the day-to-day work here?
Very much the latter, I can assure you. In fact, I may have been a touch melodramatic in even calling it a covert operation. Makes it sound rather too much like a spy novel, I'm sure you'll agree.
Well, I would, if only I had some inkling as to what the game is. So do tell, Rayna, what brings you back from sabbatical so many months early?
I'm happy to leave explanations to my offsider, Captain. You know, it occurs to me that the two of you have yet to be properly introduced.
Oh, I do apologise. Captain Baczynski, Martin, any friend of Rayna's is a friend of mine.
Captain Vance and I are associated purely on a professional level.
I understand entirely.
I wonder if you do. I wonder, has the captain ever regaled you with the tale of our first op together? A quiet little security detail back in Brisbane.
Not a word, I'm afraid. We're barrack buddies, as it were. Friendly in the office, but with little time for the social niceties that extend beyond that environment.
I told you so, Doctor. You get this a lot with attachés, I've found. Civil service seems to breed them chatty, don't you find?
So, the reason for your return, Rayna?
Well, Doctor, you seem fond of yapping away at the moment. Why don't you fill the captain in?
A pleasure. Quite simply, Captain, we're here to observe.
That's it? You're acting as inspectors?
That's the general gist of it, yes. Of course, given the circumstances under which you and Captain Vance operate, such a straightforward operation carries with it a more precise subtext.
Even so, what was the reasoning behind all this covert mission nonsense? This sounds, I must confess, rather like a fairly straightforward exercise in accounting for our work.
My fault entirely, I'm afraid. I think the excitement of nearly getting arrested out by the gate probably caused me to describe our reason for being here a little more melodramatically than was intended. Still, I do admire the effectiveness of the security here.
Second to none, as indeed it needs to be with a unit HQ on base.
Too true.
And that's precisely why we're here, to inspect the HQ.
I only wish you'd mentioned this sooner, Rayna. We could have prepared a few demonstrations for you.
Well, it's a surprise visit. Well, there's no point in offering the Doctor a visual representation of what I've been describing to his lot at Pine Gap if you're going to spruce it up first. Oh, and I'd like to keep to the background as much as possible. I'm only here as a tour guide, really, and to keep the Doctor in the right buildings. That way you don't need to set anybody aside to show him around. I can use my knowledge of the HQ to take care of that element.
Sounds like you've got it all in hand in that case. Ah, and here we are. If you'll wait here a moment, I'll arrange for some temporary access passes for the pair of you. I assume you left yours at Pine Gap, Rayna.
Yes, that's right. Got to appear to be a visitor today. All right, Doctor, you'd better have an insanely good explanation for this one.
Of course I do, Guy.
Oh, really? Because I certainly can't think of one, which means the plan must be really harebrained.
Come on, Guy. You're the one who wanted to visit.
Yeah, I wanted to meet my grandfather, not impersonate him.
What did you want me to do? As soon as that captain turned up, claiming to know Vance, there was no way we could just about-face and leave, was there? There'd be too many questions looming after that. Unless you particularly wanted your grandfather to face an inquisition on his return to Townsville, of course.
Oh, of course I didn't. But did you have to push us further in it? I mean, couldn't you have come up with something that kept us out of the lion's den?
Possibly, but not with the limited time I had to make something up.
I haven't yet come to a complete decision, but I have a feeling that the words covert mission might possibly be the two most dangerous ever to have come in quick succession out of your mouth. Well, that all. Look, Cybermen!
The military tends to be tight-lipped by its very nature, especially with a unit HQ on premises. The best way to flaunt your authority in a place like this without holding any concrete proof of said authority is to claim you know more than anybody else does.
Knowledge allows you to be right with impunity?
Possibly.
So where is my grandfather?
Depends. What's the date?
Didn't you say it was 2012?
Indeed I did.
Well then why did we come here in the first place?
I'd forgotten, hadn't I? Your grandfather's off base for the year, serving out three rotations at Pine Gap.
What's at Pine Gap other than a bunch of outback followed by a bunch more outback?
A highly secured military establishment. It's reasonably well known in Australia. I can't believe you've not heard of it.
Yeah, I don't watch the news much. So he's in the middle of nowhere doing what?
Acting as liaison with the regular military, probably. Matter of fact. Yes, that's it!
What's what?
I remember now, the last time we met.
At Pine Gap?
No, in Brisbane.
In Brisbane? Look, you're really starting to confuse me now.
He was on a mission, is on a mission, possibly.
Possibly?
Depends on the date.
Oh, that thing again.
However, he's clearly not here, so there's no risk of bumping into him anytime soon.
And if this captain friend of ours decides to confirm with Pine Gap as to the nature of our mission?
Oh, we'll have to hope he doesn't.
That's comforting.
I'm confident he won't. Besides, we'll tell him we only intend to be here for the day, which means he'll be too busy making sure we don't interfere too much to make the call any time before we leave.
Yeah, you hope.
Usually, yes.
Here you are. 2 day passes. He knows about the sign-out procedure.
Hmm? Oh, sign when you return it to the office at the end of the day.
Of course.
Doctor, could I ask about the antiquated pass of yours?
It is authentic, despite the claims of your man at the gate.
Oh, I don't doubt it, but I am curious. You wouldn't mind if I made a quick check with the relevant HQ to learn more?
Naturally not. I think you'll find that I've had more experience with UNIT than the two of you put together. Just be sure to contact the London HQ. They'll have the most complete file on me.
Fair enough. Thank you. I'll have it back to you before the day is out. Right, well, what would you like to see first?
Current work?
Not a problem. In fact, your timing could not have been better. Our Dr. Moore is interviewing a subject at the moment.
Scenario?
She's still investigating latent precognitive abilities in humans. Seems a friend of hers has been experiencing dreams with psychic elements of late.
Sounds intriguing. Lead on.
Can I go home now?
Yeah, this is proving to be a dead loss. I'll give Martin a quick summary when he gets back.
Cheers. Which way are the loo?
Down the corridor, turn left, down the next corridor, last door on the right.
Righto, back soon. Do you have a key?
For?
This door, it's locked.
What?
See?
That's odd.
Do you think it was the captain?
Can't imagine who else it could have been.
Hello again, Miss Chan. Dr. Moore.
Why'd you lock us in?
I'm sorry?
You locked us in, didn't you?
Probably. Pays not to have anybody wandering around, of course. Too many classified projects around the place.
Oh, come on, Martin. I work here, dammit.
Is there a problem?
No, of course not. Dr. Moore, you know Captain Vance.
A little. Hello. Aren't you supposed to be elsewhere at the moment?
We're all supposed to be somewhere doesn't mean we are.
He's returned for a brief spell to guide an official observer around the complex.
Ah, that's my cue. Hello, Dr. John Smith. Doctor tends to do for the most part.
Pleased to meet you.
These are Dr. Vanessa Moore, our resident scientific advisor.
I know the feeling.
And a visitor to our base, Miss Tiffany Chan.
You're the one who's been experiencing the psychic phenomena?
That's right. Do I know you?
I don't think so. Should you?
You were in my dream last night.
Come again?
The psychically related one?
Yeah, this is weird.
It also confirms that your dream was indeed precognitive on the same level as the others.
Sounds like you four have a lot to talk about in that case. Would you mind if I left you to it? There's a lot of administrative work that needs to be done.
Oh, not at all, thanks.
These dreams, when did they begin?
I've done a background check on this observer, sir. I think you'll be curious to know what I've managed to turn up.
And they just shot at everyone.
Those guns you described sound so strange, so alien.
That's because they are.
What?
What are they, Doctor? Are there anything we've encountered before?
There should be a UNIT file on them somewhere. Look under the keyword Auton.
Believe me, I'll be doing just that. This could be an incredibly important step forward in the work we're doing here.
Sounds like it could be a dangerous one too.
I'd still like to know precisely why the Autons are figuring in your dreams, Miss Chan.
As much as they're controlled by a central consciousness in a manner similar to its occasional control of humans, I've never heard of something like this before.
You think they're nearby, Doctor?
Given the circumstances, it's impossible to say. I certainly hope not.
Excuse me. Dr. Moore? Sure. Just a moment. It's for you, Doctor. It's Captain Baczynski.
Oh, hello, Captain. Of course. Yes, yes, certainly. It seems there are some messages waiting for me.
Here?
When the Captain checked my pass with HQ in London, it seems he hit upon my inbox. I shouldn't be too long.
He's on his way now, sir.
Is he really worth it?
You want to know why I make a fuss? This man has proven dangerous in the past. It's best that he's disposed of as quickly as possible.
In Second Sight Part 1, the Doctor was played by Matthew Kapelke, Guy Anwar Kane Major, Tiffany Chan, Sharon Marie Brown, Dr. Vanessa Moore, Harmony Adams, Captain Martin Buczynski, Jacob Aldridge, the Private, Vitol Tietze, and General Courtney was played by David Hutchinson. Recording and CD mastering was by Matthew Kapelke, sound design and post-production was by Aurora McPherson, music was by Richard G. Mitchell. The series theme was composed by Ron Grainer and realised by Robert Warnock. Cover illustration and packaging design was by Matthew Chambers. Press and PR was by David Hutchinson. Recorded at BTR's Melton Road Studios. The script editor was Vitol Tietze. The producer was Matthew Kapelke. And the director was Kane Major. This has been a BTR audio production. Copyright 2003. No attempt has been made to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who, which remains the property of the British Broadcasting Corporation.